Mine was a blue world until you came along.
Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。那在前面的这个 podcast 当中呢，我们讲了西方人喝咖啡的一个频率啊，咖啡豆的种类啊，以及常见咖啡的英语名称。那接下来呢，我们要了解的是咖啡文化，包括礼仪啊，购买咖啡时常用的英文呢，以及了解一下西方人眼中的星巴克。
Yes, this information is very helpful and is what you use every day.
Yeah, 那个咖啡呢究竟是从哪里传过来的呀
No one knows the specific story, but legend says it comes from Africa. And I think it came to the US when the British arrived in the 17th century.
我觉得你们西方其实是缺一个咖啡界的陆羽。
So who is 陆羽？
就陆羽他写了一本书叫做《茶经》，然后呢详细记录了茶的起源呀、历史啊、种类啊以及饮用方法等等等等。
Yes, exactly. We need someone to do this for coffee.
其实咖啡是西方特别重要的一个文化哈。
Yeah, it is very common for Westerners to drink coffee, and it is both a social thing, an energizer, and a recreational thing.
的确 ,drinking coffee is both a social thing, 它既是一个社交的一个事儿对吧然后还是一种 energizer, 情绪的一种兴奋剂可以提神的而且呢还是一种消遣。
A recreational thing.
A recreational thing, 消遣。那这个喝咖啡啊喝茶呀其实都会变成一种习惯对吧、
It becomes a habit for many people.
一般在西方的话从什么年龄开始喝咖啡呢
People will normally start drinking coffee when they are 18 to 25 years old.
也就是小的时候是不能喝的哈。
Yeah.
那你们西方人一般是喝这种速溶的咖啡呢还是自己用 coffee maker 来磨咖啡呢
I would say most people have a coffee maker in their house,and if you have money, then maybe you will have an espresso maker.
有钱的话就会买那个 espresso maker machine, 对吧
Yes.
那我再问一个多少有点专业的问题哈，就像我们选茶叶一样，你们是怎么选咖啡豆呢
You will pick coffee beans depending on what flavor you like and prefer.
大多数人喜欢的这个 flavor, 一般来讲是酸度少一点的，就是那种 has low acidity, 对吧
Yes, exactly.Arabica, which is the most common type, has a more delicate flavor and low acidity at coffee. So, most coffee shops will use this kind of everyday drinking brew.
所以呢，就是之前 Sila 也说过哈，这个 Arabica 就是阿拉比卡咖啡豆呢是最受欢迎的。那如果想自己买咖啡豆尝尝，或者说想要送人呢，这个其实是最不容易出错的哈。那还有那个罗布斯塔咖啡豆呢
？Yeah, Robusta beans. They can be grown in more harsh climates with less water, so these beans are more acidic and bitter.
就是这个罗布斯塔咖啡树呢因为生长的这个环境气候比较的 harsher 就是比较的恶劣然后可能水比较少一些所以这个罗布斯塔咖啡豆尝起来呢比较酸然后有苦味对吧
Yeah, it's not what you would want in your perfect cup of coffee for most people.
大多数人接受不了这个苦味哈。其实我不太喝咖啡但是喝茶的话呢其实有苦味是好的。
Why do you think that is?
中国有一句话哈叫做物之甘者吃过而酸。就是说这个甜的东西吃过之后呢就是嘴里会发酸的。但是呢苦者吃过即甘。也就是说苦的东西呢你吃过之后你嘴里面会回甘会有一种甜翻上来。
Okay, so it flips. That seems very true.
所以我们常说的一句话就是茶如人生。
I think we need a saying like this for coffee in English.
对。所以呢就是选咖啡豆是要看产地的哈因为不同产地的这个咖啡豆呢味道是不一样的。
Yeah, coffee grown in different regions have different flavors.
那其他产地的咖啡豆滋味和特点呢我们也给大家列举出来呢感兴趣的呢可以到咱们公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中查看那在节目当中呢我们就不说了哈。
Yes, I don't want anyone to fall asleep listening.
对，不想让大家听睡了。哎，那 Sila， 你们喝咖啡会上瘾吗？
Yes, you can definitely become addicted to coffee.
Become addicted to coffee. 那咖啡上瘾是一种什么样的感觉呢？什么样的人生体验？
Yeah, when this happens, you can become jittery, shaky, have headaches, or be moody without coffee.
哇，这么严重啊，还会抖， jittery, shaky, 而且还会头疼以及 moody。
Yes, this is known as a coffee withdrawal.
Coffee withdrawal, 就是咖啡戒断。哇，我真的都不知道会这么严重。
Yes, I think this only happens though if you're drinking many cups a day and then suddenly don't drink it. So, it does not happen to everyone.
Yeah.
But you can also build up a coffee tolerance where it takes more coffee to feel the effects of the caffeine.
哦，也就是多喝的话就会建立这种咖啡耐受性，叫做 coffee tolerance.
So you have to drink more cups to feel energized.
就耐受性变得越来越强了哈。哎，Sila，就是美国人喝星巴克吗？
They do, but it is more like a fast food coffee.
Fast food coffee, 就是一种快餐式的这种 coffee 哈。那么这个 Starbucks 在美国是咖啡连锁也是哈。
Yes, it is still the most popular coffee chain.
Coffee chain, 咖啡连锁。哎，你们会跑到星巴克里面去边喝咖啡边聊天，然后去见人吗？
Some people do, but usually they don't sit and hang out in Starbucks. It's more grab and go.
哎，我学了一个好词儿，就这个 grab and go， 中间要有两个横线连着哈 ，grab 横杠 and 横杠 go，grab and go， 就是拿起来就走哈，的确是 fast food coffee。那你们会去哪里见朋友喝咖啡聊天呢
？It's becoming trendy to try local coffee businesses that are smaller, higher quality, maybe smaller, not chain businesses.
就是那种 smaller， 但是不是 chain business， 不是那种连锁性质的，就是小而精的那种 cafe， 对吧？在西方是比较 trendy，比较火的。
Yes, and you can also buy coffee at many fast food restaurants such as McDonald's.
就是咖啡作为最常见的饮品是在西方的任何一个 fast food restaurants 都能买到的。那说到买咖啡呢，咱们来教大家几句买咖啡最常用的英文吧。
Yes. So you can say, I want a light roast, dark roast, or medium roast coffee.
那这个 roast 是烤的意思，也就是说是烘焙的程度。那根据烘焙的程度呢，分为 light roast, 就是轻度烘焙，然后 dark roast,就是深度烘焙，以及这个 medium roast 就是中度烘焙哈。所以呢，你可以说我想要一个什么样烘焙程度的咖啡，这个怎么说来？再说一遍好吗
？I want a light roast, dark roast, or medium roast coffee.
想要轻度烘焙的就可以说 I want a light roast coffee. 重度烘焙的咖啡呢，就可以说 I want a dark roast coffee.
I normally prefer a medium roast, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.中庸之道哈，这个 Sila 从中国学到了。
Exactly.
哎，那还有就是说咖啡里面有人要加奶油啊和糖啊，这个怎么说呢？
I would like cream and sugar in my coffee.
这个很简单。I would like cream and sugar in my coffee. 那你知道在星巴克哈会有那个不同的那个 size, 对吧？然后而且星巴克没有小杯这个说法，只有中杯、大杯和超大杯。那这个在英语当中是怎么说的呢
？You would say I want a tall, grande, or venti-sized coffee.
就是它这个中杯呢叫做 tall-sized coffee， 对吧、？I want a tall-sized coffee， 就是高的。然后它那个中杯是用哪个词
？Grande.
Grande, grande. I want a grande-sized coffee. Grande. 然后它那个超大杯呢
？That is a venti-sized coffee.
Venti-sized coffee. 我想要超大杯的咖啡，然后你去星巴克的话就说 I want a venti-sized coffee.
It is a little bit confusing because these are Italian words. And so if you're not used to Starbucks, then maybe you don't know these words. So it's tricky to understand.
Exactly. 就是网上有这样的段子，就是 make fun of them, you know. 今天我们明白了他为什么会分这个 tall, grande 和 venti 是从意大利语沿袭过来的对吧、
exactly.
哎，那还有人想要低咖啡因的，对吧？然后就是没有咖啡因的，或者说低因咖啡，然后这怎么说呢？
I want a decaf coffee.
I want a decaf coffee. Decaf.
Yes. Decaf means that it has no caffeine.
Decaf 就是没有咖啡因的哈。好，以上介绍的已经非常全面了哈。那最后问一下 Zila， 跟西方人交往的话，在喝咖啡方面有什么需要特别注意的基本礼仪吗？
People will often go out to drink coffee together for meetings or to spend time with friends.
Absolutely. Coffee is a social thing.
Yeah. And if you are having someone over to your house in the morning, it is polite to offer them coffee, especially if you are serving breakfast.
啊，这个不能忘。那还有吗？
Then if you are the one staying at someone's house, then it is expected that they will offer you coffee, even if you don't drink it, at least they offered it to you.
总之要 offer 一下哈。那总之呢，跟西方人交往永远不要忘记问对方一句要不要喝咖啡啊。
Would you like to drink some coffee?
Would you like to drink some coffee? 好，那今天的咖啡文化呢，我们就聊到这里。
欢迎大家留言、点赞、转发。Please feel free to like, comment, and share it with your friends.
哇哦，好地道的汉语。Okay, until next time, this is Pim Pim.
And this is Sayla.
Bye!
Myself, but what can I do? I'm drawn to the danger in loving you.